Turning to news from Africa, a suicide car bomber blew up today at an Ethiopian military base near the Somali capital Mogadishu, killing four people. Meanwhile, shelling and artillery fire shook northern Mogadishu, the seventh day of fighting between allied Somali-Ethiopian forces and Islamist gunmen that has killed hundreds of people. The interim government says the offensive will continue until it wipes out an insurgency, frustrating its attempt to restore central rule in the Horn of Africa country for the first time in 16 years. We spoke to the national director of the Mother and Child Hospital in Mogadishu, Ahmed Mohamed Ibrahim. He told us how they are trying to deal with the influx of casualties.
Our place is in the north of Mogadishu, whereby insurgents are taking control of that area. They came to Aza 2 days ago and they took over the medical facility. And now the facility is taking care of wounded people. Now the wounded people we are receiving in the hospital are both civilians and also fighters. Actually, it is very difficult now to get access in Mogadishu because, for example, our place is under bombardment and also our staff have fled from even the project. We have very few people at the moment in the project. And also to send the supply from Nairobi, it is not easy because the flight is to land in Mogadishu Airport is also so restricted, so difficult.